BBC's
BBC's
No Witness. Today we go back to December 1988 and the murder by ranchers, the world-renowned Brazilian rubber tapper and environmental campaigner Chico Mendes. Mike Lanchon has been hearing from some of those closest to Mendes at the time of his death.
Dia 22 de dezembro foi o dia que ele foi assassinado.
It was December 22nd, 1988 when he was assassinated. He'd spent the whole day with me and the children. He'd never dedicated a whole day to us, and so somehow it felt as if he was saying goodbye.
Chico Mendes's wife, Ilsamar, was with him that day, at home in the small town of Chapuri, deep in the Amazon forest.
I said, "There's water in the house, you can have a bath here." But he insisted he wanted a bath in the washroom outside. He went out with his towel. The moment I turned my back, I heard the shot. I wanted to believe it was his leg that had been shot, but there was so much blood I knew it was more serious. He just kept saying, "Elenira, Elenira."
Elenira was one of his daughters.
I remember seeing my father staggering backwards into the kitchen. There was a lot of smoke and he fell to the ground. He tried to speak, but we couldn't understand him. He kept saying my name, Elenira, Elenira.
Chico Mendes's murder at the hands of a local rancher caused shock and outrage across Brazil and beyond. He'd become a powerful symbol of the struggle to save the tropical rainforest.
His mourners blame Chico Mendes' death on a conspiracy of cattle ranchers. These are the rubber tappers of the rainforest and their families, comrades in his struggle to save Amazonia.
Maria Allegretti is an anthropologist and was a close friend of Chico Mendes. She arrived in his hometown the following day.
There are many rubber tappers that just arrived from the forest because Chico decided to organize a big meeting.
And what were people saying?
The feeling was we lost the war because the leader was not here anymore.
That war between the poor rubber tappers and powerful cattle ranchers dated back to the 1970s, when farmers moved in from southern Brazil and began slashing and burning the forest. Faced with eviction and loss of their livelihoods, the desperately poor rubber tappers began to organise in a union. Chico Mendes had worked collecting the thick white sap in the forest since he was just 9 years old. He was a natural leader.
Now, what are the consequences of cutting down the forest? Besides creating thousands and thousands of newly unemployed people, hunger, misery, and violence on account of a policy which favors large landlords, massive deforestation also has grave repercussions for the very climate that we experience today.
These were radical views in the 1980s, especially in Brazil.
In Brazil, it was difficult to do this kind of movement at that time because we were in a dictatorship. I met Chico for the first time in 1981. He was very intelligent, charismatic. What impressed me most was his capacity to involve himself in a process of social change that wasn't only ideology. It was more than that. It was his life.
Maria and Chico immediately became friends and colleagues.
Chico invited me to help him at the union. Together with him, we organized the first school for adults in the middle of the forest. My life changed forever.
Things were also changing in Brazil, and by 1985, with the return to civilian rule, rubber tappers from across the country converged on Brasilia for their first national conference. Their cause caught the attention of environmentalists worldwide. And soon Chico Mendes was being invited to speak to conferences and institutions around the globe.
When Chico started talking in a meeting, or he was invited to do some conferences in universities in Brazil, and he started telling his story, his personal story, everybody was so impressed immediately with him.
How did he cope with celebrity status?
It's very important to understand that Chico was so poor. So when he normally came back of all these trips or meetings, he had to go back to the forest to collect Brazil nut or rubber to survive.
But the constant campaigning was having a grueling effect on Chico's health and on his family life, says his wife, Ilsemar.
Yes, he was a good husband. Of course, he had his difficult times, but he always provided for us as well as he could. If something was ever missing, it was when he really couldn't provide it. But he was also a man just like any other man. He had his happy moments and his sad moments, his moments when he felt disillusioned and couldn't tell his comrades. He was a real man as well as a hero.
It was difficult to relax, but I had good moments with him. When we organized the first school, for example, and we had to walk one day to arrive, and he told me stories of the forest, stories of his family, and that was maybe the happiest moments we had.
But that happiness was short-lived. Activists like Chico Mendes were being threatened or even killed by local cattle ranchers. Chico had security guards in his home, but Marie was getting increasingly worried for her friend.
And I said to him that he had to protect himself, because his fight for the forest was very important for Brazil and for everybody. He listened to me carefully. I know I remember that. And then he said, "Marie, my home is there. I live there. My family is there. My friends are there. I cannot just go away." And it was the last time we talked.
In the small church of Chapuri, Chico Mendes' family gathers to celebrate Mass.
I did feel bitterness once, but I don't feel it anymore. I've managed to free myself from feeling anger towards the people who killed my father in this brutal way.
To the rubber tappers of Chapuri, Mendes was the friend of the poor and underprivileged. He's commemorated with a reverence normally reserved for patron saints.
What do you think his legacy is?
After his assassination, we were able to have a presidential decree that recognized the ideas of Chico and the other rubber tappers. And we have today more than 7% of the Amazon protected areas for local communities. That was his idea.
In December 1990, a local rancher, his son, and their ranch hand were convicted of the murder of Chico Mendes and sentenced to 19 years in prison. Marie Allegrecci now runs the Chico Mendes Memorial and continues campaigning to protect the Amazon rainforest and the livelihood of its poorest inhabitants.
That edition of Witness was written and presented by Mike Lanshin. And if you'd like to listen to more of our history programmes, just go to bbcworldservice.com/witness.
I'm Robin Young. Next time on Here and Now, our Song of the Week guy, Stephen Thompson, invites us to Christmas at the airport.
Outside the taxi window, on the way to catch my flight.
That's next time on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston.
Weekdays starting at noon on AM 580.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Community Blood Services of Illinois. Blood donations decrease at holiday time, but patient need remains the same year-round. There are no substitutes for donated blood, and donation takes only 45 minutes. Blood donation, it's about life. More information is at 367-2202.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3, Urbana.